Back with you in hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to StreamYSR.com. That's StreamYSR.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, indeed, it is a big weekend with the NBA playoffs. The NFL draft is underway. It's time now to shift our attention, our focus on Floyd Mayweather and the Manny Pacquiao fight. Obviously, a ton of hype leading up to the boxing match, the fight of the century, the most lucrative boxing match ever. Mayweather and Pacquiao, boy, they're going to cash in big time, splitting a pot of around $300 million. So time now to welcome in from Fox Sports New Mexico, Steve Bortstein. He follows the sport of boxing very closely. He is a boxing enthusiast, and we are looking so forward to having you on the show tonight. Thank you so much, Steve.
Well, it's happy to be with you guys again. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. So much to cover. We're going to talk about some boxing, some of the derby, and the draft as well. But what are you looking forward to the most in Mayweather and Pacquiao? It's a historic fight.
It's a historic fight. I'm looking, you know, obviously the hype surrounding it. I mean, the introductions, just the walk-ups are going to be fun to watch. It's going to be a half an hour of that. It's all the hype leading up to it. I think you're going to know how this fight's going to play out in the first three or four rounds. If Floyd Mayweather wins the first three or four rounds, he's going to win this fight, whether it be by a knockout, whether it be by a decision, what have you, because really Floyd Mayweather is the key to this entire thing. It's what version of Floyd Mayweather do we get? Do we get the defensive Floyd Mayweather that turns his body sideways, does the shoulder rolls, can duck in and out of things? Or do we get a Floyd Mayweather who's actually going to want to engage in some actual fighting with Manny Pacquiao? There's no question Floyd Mayweather's the better boxer. He's the better defensive boxer. Pacquiao's the better fighter. If this turns into a brawl, that favors Pacquiao. But if it's a defensive battle where Floyd Mayweather can turn his body and make himself as a target smaller and more elusive, that plays into Mayweather's advantage. We're going to find that out early on Saturday.
You're listening to the voice of Fox Sports New Mexico, Steve Bortstein, tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, we're talking about guys 38, 36. Steve Bortstein, why has it taken so long for this fight to take place?
Well, I mean, you have two really amazingly massive egos, and I'm not even just considering the Pacquiao and Mayweather egos, but all the people involved on both sides of this. You've had HBO and Showtime, the heads of those corporations, massive egos. The heads of Floyd Mayweather's management company, the heads of Pacquiao's management company, Bob Arum. I mean, these are guys who are legendary for having massive egos and wanting everything their own way. And, you know, they were able to come to a compromise. They were able to come to some terms that were favorable for both sides here. But it takes a while for those things to happen. And, you know, I think now you're at the tail end of the career for both of them right now. You know, they probably both have a minimum of four or five fights left between the two of them. So now you may as well do this, because now you're going to be able to generate the most revenue. You can probably send one of these boxers' careers off with a gigantic hit and a gigantic, you know, financial gain, or both of them for that matter. And so it makes sense to do it now. And I don't know that it's a bad thing that it took this long for this fight to happen. It's been such the talk about it. It's been such the topic among boxing fans for the last 5, 6, 7 years now that certainly you couldn't have had more hype for it. So, and I think it might be a better fight now than it was 5, 6 years ago.
Okay, Mayweather, he has never lost. I mean, how can Pacquiao, how can he take him down?
He's got to eat leather. That's what he has to do. If Floyd Mayweather is going to fight the defensive fight and turn himself sideways, then the only way for Pacquiao to get him to reduce that, to get him to square up, is he's got to go inside. If he's going to go inside on Mayweather, he's got to hit him. To get inside on him, he's going to have to get hit. I don't know if Mayweather, if Pacquiao, can stand getting hit by Mayweather all night long. And that's going to be the key early on, is how aggressive does Manny Pacquiao get? Because if Floyd Mayweather decides to fight that shoulder roll, duck in and out, move around the ring like he's done so well, then that's going to cause a problem there for Pacquiao. Now, the one area where Pacquiao may have an edge is as a southpaw, as a lefty, that gives Pacquiao a bit of an advantage, because When Mayweather turns, he typically turns to his right, and that leaves the ribs exposed a little more often. It's harder for Mayweather to defend himself against the left-handed boxer. So it does give Pacquiao that little bit of an advantage, but he has to take advantage of that early and not let Mayweather dictate the pace or the style of this fight from the get-go.
Good stuff. Steve Bortstein with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Reach out to the audience. Steve, tell them where they can connect with you online.
Well, I do my first sports show weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. That's 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And that's on FoxSports1340.com. You can find it on our iHeartRadio platform. You can also catch me on Twitter at Fox1340AM. I also do a horse racing show on weekends, and obviously with the Derby coming up this weekend also. My horse racing show airs from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern. And you can catch that also online at iHeartRadio through our website at FoxSports1340.com.
You bet. We opened an invitation to have you come on because we want to talk boxing, but also about the Derby. But how do you see this playing out in terms of with the fight?
I think it goes the distance. I think it's going to go the distance. I think it's going to be a decision. Either way, I don't see either one of these guys getting a knockout unless, you know, like I said, unless Mayweather decides he wants to engage. If Pacquiao can force him to engage, then it turns into a street brawl, and that's going to be a lot of fun for boxing fans. I think it goes the distance, and I think Mayweather wins by a decision.
Steve, I'm just curious. I mean, what is the state of boxing? It seems like it's been on the decline. There's some internal issues. I mean, what are some of the issues right now that are facing the sport of boxing?
The sport of boxing has suffered over the last decade or two because fans bought into mixed martial arts. Fans bought into the UFC. What we've seen happen now over the last couple of years is this little bit of a shift, though. Now, UFC guys are getting into trouble. UFC guys are causing some problems on their own now. You have the John Jones incident just this weekend. You have Chael Sonnen. You've got drug positives. You've got the Anderson Silva drug positive. A number of guys in the UFC are starting to cause their own problems and create some bad publicity and headlines for them. Meantime, boxing has now done what it should have never left doing, and that is get back on free television. You see fights now on the NBC network. You see fights on the NBC Sports Network. They never should have left that in the first place, but they did with the demise of Wide World of Sports. They used to promote boxing every week when I was growing up. Boxing suddenly became a pay-per-view event, and that really hurt the sport of boxing. Plus, we don't have an American heavyweight champion. We've had Vladimir Klitschko. And whereas I think Vladimir Klitschko is one of the all-time great heavyweight champions, he's not American. Therefore, we don't embrace it as much in this country.
How much does this fight this weekend energize the sport?
I think it depends on how the fight plays out. I think if the fight plays out like I'm imagining it will, I think it's huge for the sport of boxing. I think it's incredible for it. There's also a very distinct possibility that if you have some controversy here, the city of Las Vegas is planning on opening a new arena, presumably not just for other events, but also for a new hockey arena, because the city of Las Vegas is trying to get an NHL team there. This new arena would presumably open about the same time next year. So imagine if there was a rematch and you had it at this new arena. You know, imagine what that would do. Because if you think $300 million for this fight is going to be a lot, if there's a controversial finish to this one, and then you decide to have a rematch, you're talking $500 million they're going to generate as far as revenue is concerned on the rematch.
That is crazy. Hey, we're getting you ready for Floyd Mayweather, the Manny Pacquiao fight. We're visiting and going one-on-one with Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports New Mexico. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined. We're going to get into that and much more, talking about the Derby. Stay close.